Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome, new listeners, to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry, the audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know, the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Hey, I'm coming to the idiot box. Don't tell anybody. I'm trying to keep it a secret. Apparently, I'm doing a show there before I head up to Charlie Goodnight's. Yeah. But I'm doing it on October 30th, Wednesday. Hope I got the date right. I know it's a Wednesday. But it's like 30th. Yeah, it's the 30th. How's everybody else doing? Right? Sure, I'm going to the Santa Cruz Comedy Festival. What do you think, I'm stupid? What are you looking at? Hi. A friend of mine's waving at me. He looks like he's having a good time. So today's show was Alan Strickland-Williams. And we all love Alan Strickland-Williams. He's just great. He plays along. A lot of times I got lost and I just... it was great. It was... he was so patient and fun. He's just great. The Todd Glass Show loves Alan Strickland-Williams. Am I right?
Right! Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah!
Sure. All right. So we wanted to send some love his way. Sure, I'm coming to Indianapolis. See, when I plug things, I do it quick. Indianapolis, people that live in Indianapolis are going to go to my website. They're going to check it out. I don't have to say, oh, it's at this time, this club. Who gives a shit? I'm coming to your city. Then you go to my website, you'll find out. We don't get in people's way that are waiting for the show and their 15-second forward butt is broken. Charlie Goodnight's, I just mentioned I'll be there. Sure. Indianapolis Helium. Yes, I'm coming there. Acme Comedy Club in Minneapolis. Yes. Comedy Attic in Bloomington. I'm coming. I can't believe it. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. Because I can't take it no more. You're so great. Listen, it's Todd Glass. Take a deep goddamn breath. whoa, and let it out even in an aggressive, fun way. And then take a big goddamn breath. If you can do a washcloth, fucking go for it, a hot washcloth. You can get yourself to more of a tranquil place than you think you have the patience to. Because I think that's what it is with me. I just don't have the patience, but I believe in it. But sometimes you can do some simple stuff to take you so much deeper into relaxation than just going, yeah, I'm going to sit on the sofa and lower the lights a little bit. Light one fucking candle. I say get an oil little lamp. You know why? You can turn the flame up big. I just like one big flame in the middle. Creates like the fire pit of the room. Just one. For me. Just one big flame. An oil lamp. A little oil lamp. You can turn it up and get it like a torch. People are sitting around like a fire. You can do that. Even if you hate your place, you can get it dark enough. Light one little thing and get yourself to a good place. Then take a deep goddamn breath. Ah, even if you don't think it'll do anything. Shut the fuck up. I know what I'm talking about. Listen to me right now. And you will relax. And I will not have it. Oh, I got you loosened up, don't I? You're so fucking amazing. Look at you. All righty. Well, that's it. Aristotle, you're great. And why don't you do what you do so well? Did you make those edits I wanted you to make? Text me. Say, I remember them. What was that? A few things happened. Anyway. All right. Enjoy the show. And I'm still trying to find a black box theater in Madison, Wisconsin. Someone that listens there has to go, oh, there's a great little theater. I want to come. I want to do, like, I have the best band. I just want to come in. I don't care if it holds 50 people. I'll do 8 shows. It'll just be fun. Email me at toddglasscomedy@gmail.com. If you're like, oh, we know this place. Maybe you know a place. Right? I got family there. That's the reason you're wondering, why Madison out of all places? I have some family there. And I have a great band. That's a very big part of it, too. The band that would play for me when I was there, I've played with before. They're a podcast listener, and they get it. And it would be just really, really add to the show. So that's why. All right? All right, bye.
It's a good show.
The Todd Glass Show, 8 years with Alan Strickland Williams.
Wow, has it been 8 years already, Todd?
Wow. Wow, what a journey, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, boy. Ladies and gentlemen, I am in the studio tonight. It's a little bit different than usual because there's food. There's hors d'oeuvres, you might say. There's rolled lunch meat. Did you see it, Alan?
Oh, I saw it. I saw the rolled lunch meat was in black tie.
We had the rolled lunch meat with a little fake black tie. Of course, it's an olive. If it's an olive.
There are trays floating around.
There's trays?
Trays.
What are trays?
Of hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, trays of hors d'oeuvres. Oh, the
you know, Todd, you're the one that ordered the
I
damn
know,
thing.
But I didn't know what you meant by trays, like food trays.
Yeah.
You know what I would do if I had a party?
Ice trays. You know,
ice trays.
We've got ice. People are handing out ice.
Would
at
you
the
like
party?
Some ice? Everyone said have some trays.
I got we all brought our own ice.
You like ice? Well, put it away for later. And I want to wish you a happy anniversary. That with reverb, it would have sounded great. And I want to wish you a happy anniversary.
8 years in the making.
8 years. And our guest, Alan Strickland, will
thank you.
Aristotle's
so much.
On the board, baby! John Brandwagner. Yeah, John Brandwagner.
Whoa, yeah.
It's a small show. I liked it the 8 years. We calm it down a little. And my girlfriend's brother is sitting right over here. No microphone. Wow, when he puts that mic away, you know what he's saying? I just want to watch. I don't worry, I'm not going to be lurching over the mic trying to get my two cents in. I'm just here to have my good energy.
Okay.
And then let's fade that music out and do what I do every week. Because some people go, how do you start that big? And then you have to just, because we just do whatever we need to do. That's where I like to open big. But
Todd, can I cut you off for a minute?
Sure.
I just want to say one thing here.
What?
8 years.
Wow.
I can't believe it.
It went by quick, didn't
it? It did.
Tell a story, and you can lie about the first time.
First time.
Making me look. Yeah, I came to you.
First time.
You remember. You tell the story everywhere you go. Todd came to me when he thought about doing a podcast, and I remember what he said.
I remember. So this was actually...
Oh, that's right. Did I tell you?
So yeah, this was New York City, 1977. Me and Todd are about to go off to Vietnam. But first he goes, you know what?
It's true.
You know what? At one point in my life, I want to have a podcast. And I go, Todd, what's a podcast? You know,
I did. This is true. Listen.
And he said, it's going to be this new thing. I'm going to do it for at least 8 years. And
I said it.
And what did I say to you?
You said, Todd, most people, I remember.
Yeah.
You go, most people say, you're off your fucking rocker.
Yeah, that's what I said.
But then remember you said this? You went.
What? What did I say?
But I believe in you. God. Wow, it's a Todd Glass Show, everybody. 8 years, baby. 8 goddamn years with Stottle at the board. Guess how, Aristotle, we have a treat for you. To George Carlin, this is true. He was been saying for about 3 years, remember that thing? And it was a ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. And then someone would go, it was this, you know, beat. They'd send it in. I go, is this? He goes, no, that's not it. Somebody else would send in a piece of music. We try to like say it like in here, like it was like da 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 da. We wanted to, and then all of a sudden, John shows me this yesterday, and I think this is it.
Oh yeah, sell some Joe macaron.
This is real.
Is this it?
No, chacaron.
Hold on 1 second. So here's this. May pretend you're a record producer, and you can make a lot of money off of me because I have a lot of money. Okay. So you're gonna lie to me basically, but I'm gonna tell you. I have. What is your? You say you can. You can sell anything.
Yeah. It's me, Tony Records.
I think I just spit on you.
Biggest record producer in Hollywood, Florida. I'm kidding. Everywhere.
Tony Records.
It's me. It's Tony R. R stands for records. And if there's one thing I know, it's music and records. And
so I'm spending, I mean, this is going to cost me $250,000.
Buddy, it's going to cost you even more. It's going to cost you $350,000, and we're going to break a record with how much money we're going to spend on this record.
Are you going to tell me whether you think this person is worth spending the money on? I have this cassette of them.
Of course.
You'll be honest with me?
Of course, on my mother's grave.
And you...
Yeah, on old Mary Records grave. Tony.
Here it is.
Tony loved his mom.
Can one of your guy has it, so he's going to play it over there.
Yeah,
here it is.
Chacaron.
Tony Records is liking this. This is good stuff. This is good, Todd. How much money do you have?
Well, I have $1 million.
Well, we're going to need all of it. Okay. We're gonna need all of it.
This, what is it that you like?
That I'm like?
I hear nothing.
The music, Todd, listen to it. The lyrics, Todd.
To me, it sounds like, to be honest.
What's this on to you?
It just seems.
Look, Todd, there's something called an aural palate. Okay?
And you have a taste I don't.
I have a specific. Third ear.
To be honest, I didn't. My sister-in-law, her friend, it's a cousin of his. She said, "Will you listen? And you know, maybe you can." I heard it. I thought you shouldn't be. I didn't want to spend the money. But you're saying, "Where am I?" Stop everything. Stop everything. Because what I have to say is better. I am nervous in this bit, so I'm making up shit now.
Yeah.
And then I want the bit to make sense. So
wait, you were making shit up. I am Tony Records. And Todd, I think that this podcast has legs. I think that we could do it as a record, Todd. I want Todd Glass to be the first podcast on vinyl. The first podcast on vinyl.
Aristotle, this is... Yeah, I mean, listen, we found it.
I've been... Where did it come from? Do you know?
How did you find out who's where it was from?
Well, you know, I've been going through the archives of everything of the last 8 years of doing this podcast.
Oh, so this is something you've played on the podcast before.
Exactly. Yes, but we couldn't remember what it was.
Okay.
Do you want it to betting music the whole time we're on?
What?
Do you want it to be the betting, like we'll play in the background your whole hour and a half?
Sure.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Do you think it would get, seriously, would it go through a maddening phase? Or do you think, like, I don't want to torture people. Yeah, I would go nuts. I mean, picture, keep it going. Picture.
Would you like reverb on your mic? Would you like background music? Talk class show.
Yes, I would like reverb in my voice.
Right.
Here's what I'm worried. I think I'm turning into a DJ. So this is a good sound to you. I have $1 million. Hold on. You can turn that off.
I'm saying, look, Tony Records is saying, if you have $1 million cash right now.
I have $1 million, but are you telling me that this is... There's something here, there's something there.
This isn't the music of today, Todd. This is the music of tomorrow.
So that's why I don't know. Because I don't know tomorrow. You do because you know
that. Because I'm Tony Records, baby.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad I found you.
The doo-wop thing? That was me. I noticed that. That came out of nowhere.
He asked me when I told him I was going to bring it in here and play it for you. He was always asked what they liked about it the most. He wanted to know that.
Oh, what do I like about it?
Yeah,
though?
He wanted to know that. He was, what were the lyrics that jumped out at him? I wrote it down.
Can we take it back on the hey, in the booth? Hey, start it over.
Talk to him. Hold on. I want to make this real as shit.
Yeah, start it over.
No, don't start.
That's what I like the most, right when he first comes in.
He's the producer. You're the producer. You're going to tell him what you want. Say, start it over.
Start it over.
Oh, yeah. Seems so professional.
Todd, what I want you to do...
Oh, well, hold on. What do you need me to do?
Hold on. Don't play it yet. Hey, but Todd, what I want you to do...
Yeah.
So I want you to really...
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't do it right. I'm sorry.
No. This is Tony Records.
Oh, okay. I forgot. Thank you. I forgot we were in a bit.
This is Tony Records, Todd.
Yes.
You know me, your old pal, your old... Todd, I want you to really listen to this song, because what your friend found... I don't know, this guy might be the descendant of Frank Sinatra, but he can sing. Okay? There it is. The best lyrics, vocals of any song I've ever heard. I've been in this business for 8 years, Todd. About as long as you've been doing podcasts, huh?
Can I ask you a question? What if he had backup more people? Can we all join in? I think he can have a fuller sound. Put reverb in our mics. And picture if he had real chorus people out on the road with him when he's on tour. But maybe we could beef up what he does. You know, like, here we go. You ready? Join in at home, everybody. Who needs a therapist? All right, enough. I feel like maybe we have too many bells. It's a real show. All right, I want to stop. I want to just say hello. Can I tell you what that is? Some people, they go, oh, is that the show? Oh, please, come on. We have a show, you go through different stages of don't start big. We start big, we call that our cold opening. Some people go, oh, that would be our show. No, that's a cold opening. We come back. I say, hello, how are you? Now.
And then the song starts playing again.
No. you want to do it again and have a song? You want to do it again and we'll cue up a song and you'll say your line? Wow. I don't know what this is, but I've heard from the authorities everything's okay.
How are you, Todd?
I'm doing great.
Great, me too.
You're working in Culver City?
I do.
You like walking around down there?
I like walking around anywhere, Todd. You know me.
Oh, you're crazy. You always loved walking, remember?
Yeah.
You used to like to walk everywhere we went, and then you like doing it, Christopher Walken.
Well, because I also like to go, hey, I'm going green.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going green over here. That's what I do.
You used to do like mean green Jiffy.
I don't know. I was trying to remember how the Christopher Walken sounds. Oh, I'm Christopher Walken. Is that Woody Allen?
Play it. Find it on the internet. Hold on. It's too bright. I can't take it anymore.
Todd, we're in pitch black.
Is it really?
Todd, we're in a cave.
I don't know what I should.
8th year anniversary. We're podcasting from inside of a cave.
Do you think now is the time, like if this show's so professional, do you think now would be the time when it's like, now we roll in the 8-year anniversary jingle, right?
Yeah, probably right.
It's
now.
8 years.
8 years.
Alan Strickland Williams, everybody.
8 years old.
What?
8 years old.
The Todd Glass Show is 8 years old. Happy birthday, Todd.
Alan Strickland Williams for our 8-year anniversary show.
8 years old. 8 years old. The Todd Glass Show is 8 years old. Happy birthday, Todd.
What do you think is scatting? Is it? I don't want to spit all over something. If it's not my thing, maybe that's it. I don't have to. But the sloppy me, like when you're not trying to be, don't slip and do something, you know, that you would not be for in another area. So what's my problem with scatting is my question.
Well,
do I just not see good scatting, or am I right that, all right, enough already?
Thanks for coming to me, Tony Records, with this question, because if you know anything about me, you know that I know scatting. I discovered the first scat artist in New York City in 1977. They were just getting coffee out of one of those machines, you know, those old machines that they made, but they don't have any more where the cup comes out and the coffee pours right into it. I hear a guy just kind of over there going like, beep, bop, ba-da, ba-da, ba-da. And I go, hey, what's that? He goes, oh, I'm scatting. And I go, well, we're about to make $1 million because no one else has heard of that before.
And you used to scat?
Yeah, I used to
scat. We have a recording.
Yeah, sure. Tony. Eight years.
Oh. Okay, I just got ran over by my drink.
Wow.
How's your drink attack you? Did I push it into me, or did that drink come at me?
Hey, we're going to have to cut your drink off.
Oh, Jesus. You know what? I think I'd rather not have be around this drink.
Hey, I don't think that drink should drive.
Hey, you know what I mean? Oh, I had all day Tuesdays, Mondays, and I got all day sober to Monday.
Hey, come on, man. Give me your ice. You can't drive home.
Alan Strickland Williams, everybody. Come on. Let's have a nice show. Okay, no more bells and whistles, and I'm not shitting around. Shut up.
Strickland Williams, he's back on the Todd Glass Show again.
Come on.
It's my second time.
Wow. No, it isn't. It's your fourth
time. It's my fourth time.
What?
I wonder how his one-liners would sound if Rodney Dangerfield was
still. Hey, I'll tell you, you know, it's Alan Strickland fucking Williams, baby.
Well, he's back tonight with Todd Glass.
What?
He's here on Todd Glass. He's on the Todd Glass Show.
Honey, come in. Alan's on.
He has a velvety voice, Joe. I want to say salute to you, Joe. Salute to Joe for making this show what it is. That velvety voice. We're lucky to have it. All right. But I want to talk to you. How's your... Any teachers you think of? You liked?
Any teacher?
In the last day, never think of a teacher that had affection for.
Yeah, my teacher...
I want a name. Yo,
okay,
don't try any shit.
Okay.
Now, the word out on the street is you'll make up these teachers that you had these amazing stories, but you really...
I had some good teachers growing up. I won't lie.
Would you mind giving me a story?
Yeah, Miss Sampton.
But...
Miss Sampton. She taught social studies in sixth grade, and that's how I actually remember her name.
Is a real story. Okay.
Yeah, this is real.
And what,
so Miss Sampton was...
You have a good fond memory of her?
Yeah, she taught me... Well, you know how there's the globe?
Yes, of course.
She taught me that that's where we were.
That's all she taught you.
She taught me that's where we were. And then I would say, Miss Sampton, are we inside of there?
No. By the way, that's close to the way I felt. Was that from any truth at all, or am I bearing my soul?
This is all truth.
Oh, good, because I felt like that. Like, what?
I don't get it.
I don't get it. Thank you. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
This is round.
We're on that. Are you telling me I live on that? That's what I said to Miss Sampson.
Are my feet? I used to think, are my feet sticking out from that?
I'm like, can they see me on the other side?
Yeah.
I'm like, if they're looking over at me, it's just my nose and my eyes poking out.
Right.
I don't know what's going on. Oh wait, what if this just turned into a flat Earth podcast? Eight years in.
I'll tell you, it makes sense, baby. It makes sense. A scoop-a-doo, a scooby-dooby. Listen, but Mr. Records, I don't want to waste your time. I know we digress.
Hey, I don't waste anything, especially my time, and especially not my food.
Are you mad, be honest with me, that up to now you're the one that kept remembering to bring back Johnny Records, and I remembered this time. You never got over it.
That night you drove off
into a fiery crash.
No, and now I'm breaking the bit. No, I actually am upset. No, I'm Alan talking right now. I'm fucking pissed that Todd did that.
I was so happy. I go, he keeps doing it, and I'm always envious. Every time you do it, I go, how did he know to bring it back right there? And I waited, and I waited, and I waited.
Hey.
And I said to myself, as soon as I hear a duck whistle,
Can we hear a duck whistle?
Oh, we heard one if you listen closely.
Okay, this is Tony Records. What was that? Play that again.
What?
What was that?
Quack, quack, I was taking a whack, and I quack, quack. I was walking down the street with a quack, 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 and I stopped to quack.
Oh my God, I just discovered duck rock. I'm gonna be a fucking millionaire again, and I'm not gonna lose the money this time. That's a bad investment.
That's what he says when you're just working about maybe to launch into the biggest, partnership. This time I'm not gonna fuck it up again, like I do every time.
Finally, I'll be able to buy my shingles medicine. Tony Records is back in the game.
Can I ask you to describe what his hair looks like?
He has none.
No, did he shaves it?
I'll tell you what his wig looks like.
Oh, he wears
it. It looks great. It's big, and it's shiny.
I will.
And there's a cigarette in it. And it's lit. That's Tony Records, baby.
Oh,
hey, Todd, I hate that. Todd, I gotta ask something. I gotta ask you something.
Oh, my God. The whole fucking image of this guy, he's got his hair, it's lit in his hair. That's what I think there's something cool about him, too. He's like tough in a way, too.
He's Tony been through Record. A lot.
I don't give a fuck.
Tony Record.
You know why it's a lit cigarette? He puts it there in between when he's smoking.
When he's talking, yeah.
When he's talking, he just sticks it in. But he's got so much hairspray, he's not going to tell you that. Oh, it holds it. Yeah, because you got a ton of hairspray.
Well, back then when they made real cigarettes for real men.
Yeah, longer.
Yeah, longer, no filter.
Yeah.
You could put them on fire and put them in your hair.
Yeah, I didn't care. You know what? They said it was good for you.
It was good for you. And the doctors would do it in the waiting room.
Everybody was doing it.
Todd, can I ask you a real question?
Yeah, stop the music. No, bring it down. But I love this. Isn't this nuts? Look what could happen. Right now, we have a fire going on in the corner.
Yeah, and it looks great, and it feels good.
We have a fireplace now in here, and it's awesome looking.
It looks great. And
it's like a carriage house, but it's like old, thick reds and the lights.
Yeah, carriage house. I want to jump in a carriage to get away from this house.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, everybody, it's the 8-year anniversary show.
It's 8-year anniversary, 8-year anniversary, and 8-year anniversary, 8 years. Hey,
oh,
Alan.
Lovely.
Wait,
are you going to ask me if I had a question?
I was going to ask you if you had a favorite food.
Favorite food?
Right now, even. You know, favorite three things.
Favorite three? Wait. Favorite food or favorite three things about food?
Favorite three.
I like the way it tastes.
No,
I like to eat it. And I like that empty plate when I did all my work.
Here's the problem. And I don't want to be a dick about it.
What?
That's not what I was asking you.
Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry. 8 years in. Wow.
No.
Yeah. I guess that's the story, huh, tonight.
But if you listen, Aristotle just told me in my ear, we're not going to count it as your turn. It's not your fault. I'm lost.
Okay.
God damn it. What am I doing? Come on. You know what I'm doing in this bit. Help me out.
You were going to ask him about food, but Alan was also going to ask you a question.
Yes. Okay, the question I was going to ask you.
How you doing?
Okay, the question. why am I taking a break? Like we took a break.
Wait, Todd, I got a question for you. Do you mind if I interrupt you for just 1 second?
No, you can interrupt me all you want.
I just have one quick question. I'm just going to ask it. We'll discuss it, and then we'll get right back into the bit.
Yes.
But, and I know that I should know this already, but. Why do they call it the Todd Glass Show?
Oh, well, because it's my show.
Wait, what do you mean? Your show?
Well, it's because, you know, just I didn't want to call it a podcast, so I just called it the Todd Glass Show. So I'm Todd Glass.
I don't get it, but I like it.
I'm glad you like it.
I like
it
because you know why I like it?
I'm glad you like it.
Because it's your name.
And it's good.
But why is it called the Todd Glass Show?
No, because my name is Todd Glass, and we just added show.
Oh,
you get
so
it.
Are you Todd Glass?
I'm Todd Glass.
You well, it's nice
that.
To meet you.
Oh, I thought you knew that.
Oh no, I thought you were. I thought.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I thought.
Hey,
oh,
say I look younger in person. I'm sorry. I'll edit this. Aristotle, seriously, swear to God, edit that part out where I ask because it looks pathetic. So just come in with talking about it, please. It's so.
Wait.
Disgusting.
So what do you want me to say? You want me to say that you look younger
in person?
In person.
So wow. Yeah, so yeah, we had met before.
Yeah, but I guess you must look
younger. Yeah, I do. Yeah. In person, I look. Yeah. I don't even let him say.
Wait,
it.
No. I was gonna say you.
People
look...
say I look younger.
No,
the time they come up to me, you look younger.
No. I was gonna say that
people
you actually
say
look
it.
Considerably
younger. Well, young. I'm gonna between me and you, I'm gonna edit in much more younger.
Much more younger.
Younger.
And you're gonna pitch your voice younger. Down so you sound like a baby.
Oh yeah, it's gonna say Aristotle.
I'm little.
Aristotle is doing that right now. He's making notes. You know what? I have this thing here. Hold on. I never utilize it because I never
take the time.
Oh my God.
To learn
from my
hello.
That's. Is that the devil coming for Tony Records?
No, this is the devil, Tony.
Devil? Yeah. Devil? Oh, my God. It's been so long. I just discovered this great new sound, devil.
Okay, take it easy. Take it easy.
It's Duck Rock, Debbie.
Duck Rock? Are you shitting me? I love it.
Yeah.
I fucking love it.
We're going to make like $1 million
Make $1 million and it's good, too. Not that I give a shit.
I love that the devil also wants to make $1 million.
Yeah. Hey, we all need money. And I'm broke as shit, but still got a lot of venom. I'm not really what
oh
people.
Oh my God,
I
that's
mean,
great.
You know,
that's
what
really
the fuck?
Devil.
What
you got to give
fuck?
Me a, any.
I'll tell
any
you, I'm
musician?
All right.
You
know, my friend told me I should do.
What
he said, do Rodney Danger, Rodney.
Dangerfield Impressions.
Younger Danger.
Younger Danger.
Frasier Dangerfield. No, he said, do Roger Dangerfield.
Roger Danger.
Roger, I said, I think you mean Rodney Dangerfield. He said, because you have a deep voice, my friend said you should do it. You could have fun with it. But I don't know.
Make it your own.
I'll tell you. I guess I could. I'll tell you, you know. My wife, though, she really, she gets around. I tell you. Do you want to come up with Rodney jokes?
I don't have. I have. You know, I can't even. How'd you come up with those?
Oh, I took them from him.
Oh.
Shut up! No, you
no,
did
it. It.
No, you
no,
did
it. It.
No, you did it.
You're so wacky. I'm telling you, that Duck Rock is gonna be what all the kids are swaying to.
Quack, 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 quack. Hello, I'm a little duck. I want to glow. I want to fuck. Clack, clack, clack all day long. Clack, clack in your neighborhood. I want to clack, clack, clack my little duck. My little ducky dick. Dick, dick, duck. Hug, fuck, smug, fuck. Diggy, diggy,
number one hit.
You like it?
It's a number one hit.
How
baby.
Much does that cost? We'll give you if you can make
that's,
that big.
That's going to, all we need
just
is $1 million.
Anything people give you, you just take their
yeah,
money. You're
great.
That guy.
It's
hey,
great.
This, how about this? Sing about the sun.
Give me $20, I'll get it on the radio tonight.
$20, you
payola. You ever heard about payola? I invented payola. It's music to my ears.
What do you think of this? Seriously, sir, I have. It's like an old-fashioned roadshow, but they come in front of you and you hustle money out of them. The word is it's hard to get you to pick them. The other word is you pick every motherfucker that comes up there.
Yeah.
They at least have 500, maybe 10,000.
$10,000.
Do you have reverb?
Oh my God, this sound. Sounds like he's just, it's like a little. I thought I heard everything. After my rise and fall of Duck Rock 2 years ago. But now I've heard something new. Oh my God, is that a boat? Can I sign that boat?
What do you say? What do you think of my boy? Can you make me... You want me to sing one of my songs? There's no effects on my voice, by the way, I have you know. People always think I have effects on my voice.
I'm going to tell you this. Tony Records...
likes what he hears.
He likes what he hears, but he
my
also...
My way!
Yes.
Right, listen, I want to know the truth. Turn. How do we... turn?
Don't we all, Todd?
Hello? We can turn the reverb on. I want to know the truth. You have a brother? You have a sister? What's going on?
I've got one of each.
You have one brother, one sister?
Yeah. I have one sister.
Where do they live?
Where do they live?
Yes.
I'll tell you where they live.
Tell me. Don't.
Yes. I'll tell you where they live.
Yes.
They live in the future.
Oh, they do?
Where.
I believe you for some
reason.
All
the music that you've been playing this week on the show.
Shut up.
Is huge.
In where they're at?
What's going to happen is...
Oh, my
look,
God.
Tony Records is a little bit of a Nostradamus, okay? Here's what's going to happen. When this podcast is going to come out, okay? This podcast is going to come out. It's going
to
be...
Guys, listen to what he's saying.
It's going
to...
This podcast is going to knock Old Town Road off the number one spot on the Billboard 100. And then we'll be listening to this all summer long.
All summer long?
All summer long.
Oh, it sounds like a good summer. And you know you're Johnny Records.
Chug-a-ron.
Chug-a-ron, chug-a-ron, chug-a-ron. Chug-a-ron, 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 chug-a-ron.
You guys might hear music notes and words, but I just hear the cha-ching of the cash register as the people come to my store and buy the record, and I make the change and give it right back to them.
What will our name be?
Yeah,
the band.
How about the Todd Glass Band? No, the Todd Glass Show Band.
Sold. Do we get any walk-around money?
Walk-around money? Oh, we're going to be being carried around with how much money we have in our pockets. We won't be able to walk.
I like what I hear.
Yeah.
Nothing. Ah, when you're done. All right, listen. I want to know. Do you know by any chance?
Muffin Man. Had to do it.
Bones. You know Aristotle can't resist a good Muffin Man. Jump
Aristotle,
in, Todd.
He can't help himself. Remember the last time you did it when that old lady got hit by the bus and there was like a muffin ad on her hat and you went over and made the pun about her hat, but it was smushed
right,
all over
right.
the place.
Because she was dead.
She was dead and she was smushed all over the place, but you could see her hat. And Aristotle goes, I forget what the joke was, but it wasn't a bad joke. It was just that it was on a woman that had just got smushed by a bus.
No, it was just the timing.
Timing. Timing!
Timing to the moon.
Can you, yeah. How much could you, with what you have on that board, if Alan wanted to talk, I don't want to ever ask you to do something you don't want to do either. Like when you just talk a song, like, you know, this night, 8 years, you just talk it. How much could he score? Could you two, here's the deal. Your band.
I'm banned in most countries, Todd.
No, you're banned in most countries. You can't get in. But this guy, you get in, your band can't be with you. So this guy has an iPad, but he fakes it. Somewhat like we do on the, you know, we have our tricks, you know. But he sets up all the instruments, but it's really him behind this thing, and he's just doing it all on a fucking iPad. He's helping you. You're out there singing.
Hey, baby, you know what they say. About 8 years, have no fears, drink a beer, it's the Todd Glass Show.
Wow, this is a good show.
Been on for a while. The listeners, they love to tune in. Cause they know, they're with a friend.
That was so good. You know what I wanted? I wanted to be able to be your chorus. We'd do it again. Whatever you want us, we'll repeat it with reverb. I mean, I want to commit. How about if I do it? And then you'll be my chorus, okay? God damn it. Alan's tricked the lawyers, you know. You commit.
Yeah, don't tell my wife that.
Are you married?
Not anymore. No, I'm not married. And you know who's going to hate that answer? My wife.
His wife.
His wife will hate that answer. Because he does have a wife.
No, we'll just mirror whatever you say. We'll try. Ready?
All right.
Hey,
come here. Hey. What's this little song I got? Wait, now he's Rodney.
Rodney. I know, I'm trying to do you. You got to lead people. Like,
Jupiter and Todd. In other words. Please listen in. It's the Todd Glass Show.
It's the Todd Glass Show.
It's your old friend
Todd Glass and Alan Strickland Yeah. It's the Todd Glass 8-year anniversary. Of course we celebrate. Thank you, Joe, for this beautiful song you blessed us with. And bless your hearts and take time to hear the story of the Todd Glass Show.
Well, here's how it all started.
Darlin', Carlin, be oh my, Seinfeld calls in all the time, sometimes doesn't sound quite like him.
Man, oh man, that neighbor kid always playing.
I love alcohol. My mic's off. My mic is off. I never say it on the air, but I fucking love alcohol.
Oh, yeah, I know that you
love it.
I know you pretend not to love it.
Well, I don't want to glamorize it, but I fucking love it, man. Lately, I've been drinking. I'm like, oh, John, you're drinking too? I fucking love it. I fucking love it.
Oh, yeah, I'm having a good time.
Oh, I love it.
Nice cold beer.
Give me some! But I don't want to glorify it during the show because I don't think it needs to be glorified. But lately, I'm fucking loving it, man.
Oh, yeah,
I'm sucking down. This is like my.
It's like the only thing that makes me feel good.
Thank you.
About some of this stuff right here.
Let's go.
Oh, is that fucking weed?
Oh, I love fucking weed. Oh, I love fucking weed, man. I love fucking weed.
Oh, man.
I love it.
I'm smoking fucking weed.
I love it. Are you smoking that fucking weed, man? Hey, I love smoking weed, man. I love smoking weed.
Dude, I 420'd every day for most of my life.
She said it was the best in all the land. And I said, no, I don't stay here no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor.
Yeah.
No, thank you, please. It only makes me sneeze.
Oh, no, thank you.
How are you?
I'm great.
Let's just get to know each other.
Yeah.
Is everything all right?
Yeah.
Is everything good? What's your? Honestly, when are you your happiest?
Honestly, I am at my happiest I've ever been in my life. And this
right now,
you know, it's actually funny. And I was thinking this to myself.
Ooh,
today I was like, oh, this is the best. This is the happiest day of my life. And then in this moment, right before you actually asked me that question, I thought to myself, this is the happiest I've ever been in my life.
Really?
Why? And I don't know, but it might have something to do with the alcohol.
I love it. Give me that. He's trying to take mine. Guilt. This is the great Elmer Schwessel Kochen Dichelmacher.
The great Elmer Fudd.
Was that disrespectful?
To who?
To that, whoever said
that. To the
that.
Listeners.
No.
No.
Who did?
It was just, you know, a
cut of an old song, beautiful voice, and I just went gickin' schmickle. The joke was on my bad name, not on the...
The joke's on that old shit. No one wants to listen to the old shit. People want the new shit.
Nobody wants to hear that no more, right? They don't want to hear it.
Please throw on some of that Duck Rock.
More Duck Rock, please. Can I get more Duck Rock in my monitor?
Absolutely. You like ducks?
Can I tell you what I'm upset about? I know I have... I don't want to say it because it sounds ridiculous. But I could have sworn I had a whistle, like a woo. And, oh, I gave it to you. Is it over there on the wall? A whistle?
Should we lay down some type of instrumental and then play a Duck Rock over it?
Hold on, everybody. I have to be where I'm at, so hold on. Let me get my bearings. It's isn't that stupid?
Oh, your bearings, Todd. I have those.
Oh, yeah. Give me those. Give me my bearings.
I was I was storing them in your doldrums.
I have to let it go. My obsessiveness doesn't want to let it go. You know that I.
But sometimes,
out
Todd,
of its place.
Sometimes we gotta just let it go.
And you know what's good about it? I always tell myself once I let it go, I never remember it again.
There'll be something else there.
Don't make me nervous.
Oh, why? You think we can't cross this tightrope to get to the other tower?
Thank you. See? Oh, wow.
That's what we're doing for the big 8-year anniversary. We're doing a live tightrope walk podcast.
Take it, be strong.
Yeah.
And you walk me through it.
How could you ever tightrope, honestly?
No
way, right?
I don't want to do anything.
Well, too bad, because we're doing it right now for the podcast in real life.
I'm scared. I don't want to climb. I don't want to die almost. By the way, I get it.
Yeah, but Todd, I didn't tell you. We're only tightroping 1 inch off the ground. No one at home will know the difference, Todd. Because to them, it's simply audio. And we'll pretend to make noises like the wind going by or an airplane, and the pilot rolls down the window and says, "Good job, boys. You're doing great." But we will just be faking all that because we'll only be 1 inch off the ground. At no risk of harm, death, or injury.
Oh my God! I feel like I would be able to ask so you could. Oh God! I got lost.
What, no, you're not. You're right. You're right on the tightrope.
What's okay?
Right
okay,
where we're supposed to be.
An inch off the ground.
Oh yes, of course. It's a 1 inch off the ground. But we got to edit this part out because we don't want the listeners to.
Nobody
know.
Okay, so I was going to say. Well. We could say that we ended up doing that, and then we have it recorded.
Yes.
Well, it's us faking it. We're recording the faking of it. Because what you're basically saying is, they'll hear the wind.
Exactly.
And we'll just fake it.
Yeah. Oh, we almost fell. But
me and him could narrate it like we're watching it.
Yeah.
You know, just do it all. Do we have any wind sounds?
Yeah, definitely.
What time is it, by the way?
Tightrope time.
8:35.
8:35. Going to 7:35. We've been going an hour.
8:35.
Goes in quick. What?
You know, on the East Coast, if it's 8:35, that means it's
12:35.
So let's just say to our East Coast listeners, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Come on. You're right. We should address that some people
are listening to this tomorrow.
It's not easy to get up. And if you're getting up with us, guess what? This is the way we greet you, with this right here. Matter of fact, that's why this has been chopped up and edited and offered to you in YouTube is a great way to wake up, because we're making this for you to wake up.
We are all right now pouring out our beers
in
our
cars,
and we're brewing a big pot of coffee to get jacked up for your morning drive.
Yes, come on. We'll have a cup of coffee. And you know what everyone says? This is new doctors, but they're always telling you something different. Have some donuts. And if you're going to have two, have four. Come on.
Yeah, thanks.
You know what I mean? Enjoy it. Who wants to, you know, to be screwed? You already got to face the day, and now you got to scrimp on a donut. Give me have two. I want at least two, you know?
Hey, there's no beef. It's good for you.
Thank you. You know, my doctor says don't eat red meat. I swear to you, he never said stay away from icing. He never mentioned stay away from icing. And that's the truth. He never said stay away from dough. Icing. No, I hear red meat, and I also did hear him once
sodium. I don't even know what sodium is, so how could I have ever had it?
They made it up.
Yeah, the most I do is put salt on most of the food that I eat, and that's it. I put salt on everything.
So
that's
what?
It.
Sodium. Good.
More like so dumb.
Thank you. That's right. You know what? Come work for me and my company. Let me tell you something. So,
you know why salt's good for you? Because it's from the earth.
It's from the earth. Yeah. If something was bad, would God put it there for us to lick it to be morons?
If I could eat it, would it be bad for me?
Thank you. Is something going to taste good if it's bad for you? Come on, let's not be stupid. It's not a poison berry. Okay, once in a blue moon, there's a situation where something tastes delicious.
Sure, every once in a
every
while.
Every once in a while, but they can't live your life like that. Salt. Are horses stupid? Is that what you're saying? Then I don't need you as a listener. I really don't. If you're going to tell me that a horse doesn't, have a good taste palate.
I think this is going to be really big for the horse fans. So the fans of your podcast that are literally horses are going to love this chunk. They'll be like at the race and they'll be like, did you hear on the Todd Glass show that they kind of like gave a shout out to horses? And they'll be like, no one else ever does that.
Can I tell you something? Because it'll make me feel better. I'll feel better if I say this because I know in my high where I'm at with being high. I know that I got lost like 3 or 4 times tonight, and it happens, and then I'm like, oh, and I get lost. I don't forget where we're at. So I'm aware, because now people go, oh, okay, he's aware. Like I was talking about something, and then somehow I end up shooting down this other path, and the only track of it is the show. So if I really want to find out what I was talking about, I would have to go listen to the show, and I'm busy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm busy, and I don't have time.
Well, that's why for your 8-year anniversary, my gift to the Todd Glass show is a writer's assistant.
Oh my.
That will just keep type out literally everything you say and will keep track of it for you. Like a course. Let's take this again. Let's take this again. So hey, 8-year anniversary, Todd, pretty cool. Got you a gift. Court stenographer for you.
Oh.
Because we'll take everything, exactly what you say, and then you can say, what were we talking about? And the court stenographer will kick her little typewriter, you know, like ding, and she'll go like, and it'll be like, Todd, you were saying that you wanted to be Tony Records this time, and then Tony Records did a devil voice. Like, they'll just, like, she'll just be there, or he, whatever, whoever it is. I don't know. I didn't hire him. I got a service.
Can I tell you something?
What?
This is the truth.
And this is true. I did buy you this.
To George Carlin, this happened. We used to talk about this. I'm saying this now. I'll tell you why I'm telling you. I'll know why. I know why. Because I wanted to
happen. Well, I know why. Because we got you a court stenographer.
But, well, it might be true. It might make it happen. Because if I say it, maybe it'll make me do it. You know what I mean? Like, you can tweet at me. Let's get this done. But here's why I'm telling you. Because I wish you could be on the show. Maybe you could even help me get a court stenographer. But here's what happened.
Oh, yeah, I got a court stenographer guy.
So when I was on Preston and Steve in Philadelphia, they did it. They got a court stenographer
really?
To come in. Yeah. And let me tell you something. I always think of them in the old, like, with the ticker. Like, mm-hmm. You know, it's on basically on a computer, you know, but it looks like a computer. But it's still that, but it's modern day. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, in my head, I'm thinking it's like. But anyway, and she was amazing. And it was as fun as you would think it would be. She would read it back. It was funny. They did it twice. The first time, uh-huh. She put no expression into it. She wasn't trying to be. She just read it, and that's when it's so much funnier to read. Mm-hmm. You said, like you just said, Tony Tiger, and I'm Tony Tiger. Yeah. I know a good sound. And then they went, blah, 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 blah. The second one put inflection. You know, I don't want to say, oh, don't put inflection. But when it was done with no
It would be really funny if she had taken over the show.
Hold
like she
on.
She starts doing like crazy. She's dancing and like she has a duck call for so. It's like, we didn't give you that. She's been waiting for this her whole life. This is like her. She's got like a sick, twisted plan.
Alan Strickland Williams. Alan Strickland Williams.
8 years.
Alan Strickland.
8 years, and I was on every episode.
Alan Strickland.
Even if you thought I wasn't here, I was hiding.
Alan he was Strickland here every week. We never said anything, everybody. He was here every Alan single night. Strickland. And that's the truth. And the gang here,
I'm
the
like
crew here.
I'm the Cal Ripken of your.
You were here. He was always here. He never was here. We never told anybody that because you didn't want anyone to know.
Yeah,
it was your way of supporting.
Well, I was
us.
Hiding. I was a fugitive.
You ended up stealing a bowl of cereal from me.
Yeah, and you called the cops on me.
I'm sorry.
And they said, this is a federal offense. Todd Glass is cereal. My God, don't you know that that's a historical landmark? My God. My God, man. My God, man, you're committing crimes at an amazing rate. And as he's eating the cereal, he's littering. He's littering. God damn it. We'll have to lock him up. So I was on the run because that's what those are the cops that are after me.
Oh my God!
So I had to be, I had to be a little low profile, if you know what I mean.
Oh my God! Can I tell you now? I know when someone says it made my face hurt. That's I know what they mean.
Oh great!
My face hurts.
Oh great, Alan. He's about as funny as a punch in the face. No. Thanks, Todd.
I won't let you turn it into your insecurity. I won't.
Don't bring up my insecurity.
Oh shit! Look over there. It's Todd, no. Everybody, distract.
That's in my writer. Alan can do the gig, but just don't bring up his insecurities.
Don't bring up his insecurities. What do you think of this? We try to use this in the show a lot.
Wait, Todd.
What?
It's me, Tony Record Joe, pal. Never heard that sound before. I think we could make $1 million on this sound.
Off of this?
Do it again.
Nah, I'm just hitting the block of wood because I'm
block
bored.
Block of wood, that's what we'll call it.
What, does you call it something? What do you mean? What do? You just put reverb in my voice and now it sounds great? Like I'm an artist or something? What, do I have something to say?
Wow, I can hear the...
Move out of my way in traffic, you fuck. Get out of my way.
It's angry core.
I'm not good. I don't like my bit. I want to get out of it.
Well, hey, you know what my dad always said? Run. Son, if you don't like the bit you're in, just change it to something else.
Thank you. Oh, all these chickens are running around. Well, I don't know why, but they all ran over there. Hey, Alan, we're by ourselves now. It's great advice. I swear to God. I love it. I took it to heed. I listened to that.
Oh, God.
Sure.
Yeah, that was good. That felt good.
Take advice.
Man, now I know what it's like to laugh so hard that your face hurts.
Would you have a lot of boulders if you had a house? No?
A boulder?
I always thought homes with boulders were so... I was like, I want boulders around our house.
I'll tell you this.
In the landscaping, they had boulders. Like, they had a wall. They had boulders. They had retaining walls made out of boulders and shrubs and mulch. And I was going fucking nuts. I've talked about it before, but never with such, you know, specificness. They're mulch and the rocks and the stop already. I'm like, what are we doing over my mom? Do something with our yard. Basic landscaping. Look at the Nalibotskis.
Is that why you have that pile of boulders now?
That's why I have a pile of boulders in my backyard. Every day I jump up on them and I go, I feel like I'm having a nervous breakdown, but I'm not. I'm just being silly and I think appreciative.
Of boulders.
Of boulders.
You know where there's a lot of boulders?
Yes, where?
Boulder, Colorado.
Is that true?
No.
Yes, it is.
I mean, Alan. Here's the thing. They don't know what got the name first because they think that what happened was a guy came in one day and he was like, okay, there's a lot of boulders here. Let's call it Boulder, Colorado.
Yeah.
Here's what actually happened. Guy comes in. He goes, let's call it Boulder, Colorado. And then people are just like, that makes no fucking sense. Why would you do that? There's no boulders here. And he goes, let's just order some. So every boulder in Boulder, Colorado, they were all ordered online.
That makes absolute sense. Oh my God! All the boulders in Colorado were ordered.
If you look at them,
they're all ordered. Oh my God! Did you hear that? I don't mean to be all the boulders. When you go to Colorado, you know how in California you find out that the palm trees are not indigenous to California. Well, guess what? In Colorado. All the boulders. They're fake.
Colorado.
They brought them from somewhere else.
They're real
Colorado
boulders?
Doesn't have
because,
no boulders.
Because seriously,
they brought
time,
them in. They brought
time,
them in. This
guys,
is a fact. That's
guys,
why we're telling it to you.
Next time you go to Colorado, Denver,
yeah.
maybe you're in Grand Junction, maybe you're in Boulder.
Sure.
You look around.
Look around.
And notice how the boulders are all just a little too perfect. They're just a little too right.
I thought the same thing. The fucking shit. Can you believe it? Yeah. Come fuck. I could not. Oh, that is sick. I can't. That's why I'm looking at because this is.
I thought it was too so weird that
right.
It was so perfectly random.
They're all right next to each other.
Right. Yeah.
Little too convenient, if you ask me.
Oh, you need a retaining wall? Coincidentally, you need a retaining wall? It's a foot. Just have a slope. Like we had a slope. You need a retaining wall, and all those boulders just happen to be. Yeah.
And actually, if you fly in a big plane over the state of Colorado,
they're dropping fucking boulders. Tell me the truth. From another place.
Boulders
from
on
Vermont, I
other
bet.
Boulders, and then the boulders crack, and then there's even more boulders.
Wow, so they drop one gigantic boulder,
there's
then they
more
have
boulders in Colorado than there are people.
There are people. That's what I heard.
Colorado.
In Colorado. Yes. What did you say? All the boulders.
The boulders were ordered.
They have a bowling vending machine.
And there was a rush job.
There was a rush job
because people were coming
people
to Colorado.
Were coming to Colorado.
So they had to start decorating.
If all the boulders are breaking,
they were having boulder.
Every state does this.
They do. They
Florida,
do.
Orange,
Florida,
oranges,
oranges,
not native
not
to Florida.
Not native to Florida. No, seriously. That's
New York?
New
buildings?
York. Oh,
they
buildings?
Had them all shipped
they
in.
They had them all shipped in. Every building in New York
every
is shipped
building.
In. Every building.
And
that's
you know
the
why
truth.
They're better? Because it's the
mouth.
Water.
Oh,
it's the water.
It's the water. It's the water. Stop with the water. I'm serious. No. I'm being honest with you, you know? Everybody loves it. In Hawaii. Oh, Hawaii did it.
Pineapples? Yeah. They're just floating on the ocean. They picked one up and planted it.
I heard the same thing about Red Rock. All the rocks were yellow when they got
that's
there.
True
they had to paint them all.
I have a picture, I swear to God, of a person painting the rocks red, and you can see it's real, it's not doctored, except it is looks like it's taped together. Is that bad? Yeah, maybe it is. You know what, I think they taped it together. Never mind, I guess they're not, they no one painted them red. I changed my opinion. You never hear anybody say that of
sometimes
that, of that magnitude if you're that off.
I mean, sometimes I've heard people do it, but then again, no, I don't.
Right. Right, you think you. Yeah. I'm. Can I tell you something? And I'm not embarrassed to admit it. I'm not going to be ashamed, and I'm not gonna jeopardize the trust that you need.
To jeopardize means to bring Alex Trebek on the show.
Is Alex Trebek on the phone right now?
Hold on.
It's his grandson.
Hey, Todd.
Is this Alex Trebek?
Todd.
Oh, this is his grandson.
Danny?
Who is this?
This is
Danny.
This is Jeopardy star Alex Trebek.
Oh, it's Alex?
It's me, Todd.
Oh, hello. Hello.
I'm calling in for your big 8-year anniversary show.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Todd,
I thought it was a bit, to be honest with you.
No, it is a bit, Todd.
No, I mean, I didn't know it was really you, Alec.
No. We're doing a bit, but it is Alex Trebek.
Shut up. That's impossible. No, we're doing a bit, but it's Alex Trebek. Alex Trebek.
We wrote this bit together yesterday when we went to Spago.
Oh my
God! And you kept making jokes to the waitress about how you were like, "Hey, guess who I'm with." Hey, guess who I'm with? And I'm like, you need to say like, put it in the phrase of a question for people to understand.
Oh, okay, I never do that. Who am I? Am I Alex Trebek or are you?
No, I'm Alex
you're
Trebek.
Trebek. Oh, you did. Oh, okay. So go again.
Okay, so.
Oh, hello. Oh, you want to do an Instagram? Let's talk to Alex. Alex, how are you? How are you? I'm sorry, Alex. I got a little confused. The new.
No, it's okay. Anyway, I'm sick again. I got to go.
No. Listen. The truth is.
Todd, what's wrong?
Oh, wait, Todd, are you?
I don't know where to go with this. I don't know where to go with this bit.
Oh, what are you Todd, no.
I just feel like I took the show into a dead hole.
Hey.
I do. I feel like it was like having fun, and then I stopped the fun.
Hey, buddy.
Honest.
Hey, it's okay. Sometimes, you know what? Sometimes we all stop bits.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
are you sure what you're trying to say is you didn't? Isn't that what you want to say?
I don't think so.
No, you're saying that we... Oh, sometimes we all stop bits.
Yeah, we sometimes...
I don't know if that's what I'm saying. I thought you were saying oh, no, your bit was good. Isn't that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm saying the bit was really good.
But do you mean it?
Yeah.
Swear on your daughter. Swear on her in front of everybody. Even though you're lying, please, for me. Please. People need to believe this.
I don't know. You know when you're high and you're doing a bit, and then you're in the bit, you don't know what it is, but you're doing it, and somewhere along the line it was funny, but to know where you're going is important.
Well, you know what my dad always said? He said, son, if you ever find yourself in a bit you don't want to be in, just change it.
Wait, this is the one I did before. Oh, God, is that all I can come up with?
The Todd Glass Show is 8 years old.
And
eight
that's
years old,
the show.
8 years old. The Todd Glass Show.
You've
is
used up
eight
all
years
the
old.
Bits.
Happy birthday,
all the gags.
Podcast. The Todd Glass Show
well,
is 8 years old.
How long have we been going?
Eight years.
1 hour.
We're going to be going an hour.
1 hour. One hour.
How about this? Here's the way I like to do it. And it's relaxing. How about we go in for the close towards 25, 30 minutes?
Cool.
Going for the close.
Hey, Todd.
See, that's how much time I save before. I need a half an hour to go in. Then I feel like I got my fill, but I need a little more. Take the time, go in. At that point, I'll be hungry. And we'll be eating. You know what I'd like to do? Hire a Do you like sushi?
I do.
I'd like to have a sushi chef come over here and make all the type of sushi you want.
You know what I like to do?
What?
I like to get a sushi chef to come over here.
Yeah?
And I go, make me a fucking pizza.
Uh-huh. Well, guess what? I'll have him do it. I'll have him do it. You want him to dress something funny? Like a duck?
No, I want him to dress like me.
Thank you. Oh, that's nice. That's comforting. I wish I went, but you know what? I went somewhere once. Everybody dressed up as me. It was so comforting. I knew I wouldn't hurt myself.
It'll be like I'm making food for myself.
Thank you.
But I won't have to do it.
Thank you.
You get to watch yourself make the food.
Exactly. That's Aristotle.
Aristotle.
Up in the booth.
Up in the booth. What a night.
Listeners, I just want to say we couldn't do it without you. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, listeners. We want to thank you. You're the ones that make it possible.
It's true.
You don't want to ever sound, you know when they have to make a show, look, you have good content. You don't have to go, thank you for, bless us for the, we got a dollar from Kathy in Vermont. Thank you.
Someone say, bless us?
Who is this?
It's your old friend, God.
Oh, wait a second.
Yeah, Todd, I just wanted to call in.
I thought it doesn't sound like God. It doesn't sound like a lot of reverb.
Hey. No, I don't do the reverb anymore.
Oh, shit, it is God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll remind you with, just an old standard.
Oh, wow, that scared the living bejesus out of me, God. But I believe it's you now.
Don't take my son's name in vain, please.
No, I didn't.
But I just wanted to call in, wanted to say, hey, I heard online that it was the 8 year anniversary of that. And Todd, I've been with you since the beginning. You know that, right?
I know.
And I'll be with you for eternity, Todd, because you're coming to heaven because you're a good guy. Anyway, I gotta get off the phone.
Okay.
I gotta go to Trader Joe's before I go home. I just wanted to call in real fast.
Alan Strickland Williams.
You know what? Trader Joe's is closed. I have more time. I forgot they moved an hour up after. In summer hours, they do that. So I'll just get my yogurt tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Todd?
Yes.
That's why we're friends. Do you remember how we met? In class, the teacher was like, God. And you were like, did you say Todd? And then every time that she'd say Todd, I'd be like, did you say God?
Yeah.
She was like, well, I'm going to send you guys two guys together. You're going to be inseparable.
Yeah.
We were always. We were always like,
we didn't mess around. It dwindles down to nothing. Well, we didn't really talk.
We always, you know, we always were looking at each other.
I mean,
like,
we were there.
We were hanging. Yeah. We were in the same area.
I mean, we were in the little crew, you know.
Yeah,
I
wasn't in your crew, but
we were at that same.
You were at a party. We were down the street. Yeah. You know, if I was invited, but a lot of times I didn't. Well, who cares? I never gave a shit. Let's not get into bad territory.
Anyway, oh, it looks like they're opening Trader Joe's back up. I'm going to jump in real fast. Anyway, this has been God.
Thank you. God, prove you're real. Please tell me something. Real, not in energy. I believe in energies. I believe in goodness. I believe in kindness. I believe in love. And I believe in having something to be that's bigger than you, even if it's answering to know the universe is so big and put yourself in perspective. I can do all that. I'm talking about give me proof that you, and then you're there and there's a plan and there's some, you know, what everybody thinks and you're watching over everybody. Are you watching over? I want to know that there's the type of guy that can watch you, like you watch everybody. Is that true? Are you that type of God that can watch everybody? You can look. Oh, there's Todd. There's him.
No, I'm not real. I'm just a bit Alan's doing on the show. So no, I can't do any of that stuff. I'm just a guy.
After all that setup.
No, I'm not real.
I got nothing. I'm out. My phone card's about to run out of money anyway.
Shagaron. Shagaron.
This guy left his radio on in his car, and apparently he's listening to this song. You're trying to make him big, so you just drive around the city playing it very loud. Oh, I guess it's the new song that everybody's listening to. The word out of the street is that he drove around 20 hours a day playing that until people in the center city area were going, "What is that song?" And they were Googling it. Guy drives around playing a funky beat. And there were videos of you driving around.
I drove by Kim Kardashian's house playing this song.
Yeah.
I drove by Michael Jackson's old estate.
You got arrested.
I drove by all the greats, and everyone that heard the song came on my speakers said, "Turn it down, please." But we recognize the genius.
They did say that. All right.
Jaggerong.
Jaggerong. Jaggerong. Jaggerong.
Wait, do you know where it came from?
I mean, El Mudo.
Hey! Not on the show. We used the proper names.
I think that's Spanish.
Ho ho! Spanish. No reason to throw slurs.
For the Mudo.
Hey! And I'm John.
Sorry, let me. Todd, calm down.
No! Don't get me started. We won't be using that type of language on this show. Wouldn't help you not have you.
Fuck good. Fuck yeah.
Thank you. So what were you saying?
The guy who does Chacarone Macaron?
Yeah. Hey.
Is that the name of the song?
Yeah.
All right, this bit Chacarone. I don't like. I'm not liking a lot of bits that I do. And
that's okay.
I want to apologize
to
everybody.
You're 8 years in. You can make whatever decision you want.
Thank you. And John, did you feel your bit was, did everything go good over here?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah.
I just want everything. I want everything to go good for everybody. Aristotle, is there anything you want to let the world know? You know, maybe there's something got your goat. I don't care if it's little. It could be big. It could be nothing. It could be something you ate that was great. Something you ate, it was so fucking good. The last good food you ate that you fucking love so much, whether it be a dessert or a main course, the last thing you remember, you went, fuck, that was good. Would you like bedding music?
Absolutely.
Okay, bring it in so soft. John has just been scoring things wonderfully all night long.
Oh, thank you.
But I want to hear this story from Aristotle. We'll treat it as a spoken word, I guess. And this will be you.
Saying a delicious food.
Yes.
Recently.
Oh, all you have to do is talk. I thought it was making him do a bit. I felt guilty. I'm like, oh, no, he just has to answer the question. If there's music playing, nevertheless, that's not, doesn't inhibit any him.
No, I want to hear what he ate, and I want him to rank how good it was.
Thank you. Now, what was it that you ate? Food or sweetness? You know, dessert, you know what I mean? Either or.
Oh, okay. I wanted to make it into a bit. I also wanted to give an honest answer, but I can't think of either right now. And my mind went blank. I'm sorry.
It's because he hasn't eaten in a whole week.
Look at
him. He's hungry. He's eating the microphone.
I couldn't believe it. He hasn't eaten all week. I went to him. I said, hello, my impersonations are so bad that I have to repeat who I'm doing to get people to even believe in Regis Philbin what I'm doing, of course. Regis Philbin what I'm doing, of course. The guy hasn't eaten for a whole week. I can't believe it. I don't like
Burger Lords in Highland Park.
Watch your mouth.
It's delicious.
Seriously. Play the boing sound after he says that. I think it helps people know the boing. Yeah, say it again.
Burger Lords.
Oh, ah, man. The burger gives you a boner.
Our burgers are so good, they'll give you a boner.
If you don't fuck them, you'll eat it. By the way, we're actually sponsored by Burger Lords. That's what they wanted us to say.
Oh Jesus!
Let's ring in. Let's play that new jingle.
Oh, can I play this one? Yeah, oh no! Wait, hold on. This one. So you know how sometimes when we're doing the ads, you do the facts and the stats. I wanted to make it fun. Now we're not going to really need it now, but I just want. I love playing the new ones. This is one from Joe.
Aristotle's got the facts and the stats. Aristotle's got the facts and the stats.
Boom, and then we go right back into me. We just play it again. You know, wait, Aristotle.
Aristotle's got the facts and the stats. Aristotle's got the facts and the stats.
There we go. So, Joe, thank you very much. And, yeah. Joe, I want to send a good energy out. Energy, good thoughts. Thoughts I'll take. Be realistic. I believe in energy. You are in my thoughts, Joe. And I want to wish you the best of luck.
He's given us a lot of good ones.
He's given us a lot of good ones, and I'm glad he's a.
Yeah, he's great.
I'm sorry. Oh, he's alive? Wait, Joe is alive?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you guys, you fucking pranked me! You pieces of shit! I can't believe you got me.
Oh, we got you, Todd.
Oh, God, you guys, they held up a note and it said that. They held up a note and it said.
What did it say, Todd? Come on.
What did it say?
Come on, Todd.
It said that.
Tell us.
Todd.
What did it say,
Todd? It said that your best friend.
Yeah. Come on, help.
He lives up in Portland.
What do I have to remember? I hate forgetting.
Wait. You didn't forget anything, Todd.
No, yes, I did.
Yeah, no, you didn't. Because
you were opening the show.
You know that we're stressed because we're on this tightrope. That's an inch above the ground. We're just stressed out.
I always think people get upset if I get lost. So I think I want to go back so bad, but sometimes I just got to let go. So
there's nowhere to go.
Yeah, an unfinished thought. It went somewhere.
It's like the Matrix, Todd. You can never go back.
Thank you.
Or wait, I'm sorry. Forget it, Jake. It's the Matrix. Whichever line it is. One of those was in Titanic.
What was I just talking about? Yeah, what did I mean to be talking about? Yeah, what could I have possibly been talking about? I don't know, let's figure it out.
What's the first thing you ever stole that you can remember?
My mother's heart.
Nope. I'll tell you, you're all right in my book. What the thing? I'll tell you, you know, she don't get around no more, you know what I mean? But I'll tell you, I'm no good.
What did I steal growing up?
I didn't steal the spotlight. I'll tell you, steal the spotlight, you know? That's what I take it, you know what I mean? I do what I gotta do, you know? The spotlight's like, get this spotlight. Come on, you know?
It was a car. It was Grand Theft Auto.
I stole a car. You stole a car? No, you didn't.
Well, they haven't caught me yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Were you sure you didn't just rent one and you owe a lot of money? Hey, isn't that a... Wait, is that somebody's joke? I think it's 40% someone's joke. I'm going to let myself get off. What's the joke? My dad got me a car when I was 16. I just found out it was a rental car. I owe $20,000.
That's funny.
Maybe that's Jake...
Gyllenhaal?
Jake Gyllenhaal. Yep, here's the guy. He likes the joke, but he's totally off. Yeah. Jake Gyllenhaal, I'm positive. I'm positive that's the stand-up comedian that it is. No, I know it. I know that name. I know Jake Gyllenhaal. I'm fucking 100% positive.
He gets up at the store. He's friends and family.
He's friends
and
yeah. No, this is... And I love you so. Hey, Donna. Come over here. I love
yous. What? What are you saying?
I'm just trying to be nice to you. You know, maybe.
Oh, you big lug.
I look like a tough guy, but I'm really slightly less tough than I look, but not totally soft, but not as 10% softer than how do I say it? I'm wise men say only fools.
Wait a second. What?
What?
It's Tony Records speaking.
Yeah.
What was that?
I'm just.
That music's the new big music.
I don't know what you're talking
this
about.
This is the best, newest music I've ever made.
I'm just a talking. I don't know why. It's just me just being me.
It's just my life.
It's just me and me. I don't know. I don't want to think
year.
Of
songs. Wow.
I'm very miserable.
Year.
I hate
eight
my
years.
Life.
Would you do me a favor?
What?
Sometimes I like to layer in the laughter. Can you mind doing some betting laughter, and then we'll edit this out and just
sure.
use it later in the show? Just little spurts. Follow
sure.
my lead. Aristotle, you can just chop from here to feather in where we need it later.
Jesus Christ, you know, get the fuck up.
That's fucking funny.
Don't punch a puppy in the face. It's so funny. God damn it, the comedy chokes me.
All right, we have to go in for the clothes. I like to get ready. Otherwise, if I don't talk about the clothes, it gives me anxiety. But if I go in for the clothes and all I do is talk about it, that calms me. Because
mm-hmm.
when we get there, I'll be ready. I'll be ready.
You know, my dad always said, begin with the end in mind.
Oh, he said that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what situation?
Like when we were like cheating at a marathon and we were at the finish line and we just jumped over it and pretended like we ran the whole marathon, but we weren't even sweaty and everyone found out and then we weren't allowed to be in the marathon anymore. Like that, like at times like that.
Is that true?
Yeah. Me and my dad were kicked out of 127 marathons all over the world. We're actually the only father-son marathon fraud duo, and we've gotten the most. And no one else is even trying, which kind of makes you think,
God.
Why are you doing this? But I don't know. It's like how we bond.
Oh, my God. Can I get that drum beat? You know what I'm talking about? Here, give me some. Two. He was a boy. He had a paw. He was a boy.
And he had a paw.
He had a paw.
He was a boy. And
they
he
went
had a
around
paw.
To these different events.
Marathons.
Marathons.
Father and son.
Father and son.
And they would look out at the mass of people.
In the honor of glory, they always snuck in to stick to the dirt and the grit of what is all for. I think I just had a nervous breakdown. Is this what it feels like? I bet someone having a nervous breakdown be laying on the ground just saying the same thing I was just saying, and people going, put smelling salts under his face.
The Todd Glass Show is 8 years old. Oh. 8 years old. 8 years
eight
old.
8 years
the Todd
old.
Glass
Can you
Show
believe it?
Is 8 years old. Happy birthday, podcast. The Todd Glass Show is 8 years old.
I can't believe it. Can you believe it, everybody? 8 years old. The Todd Glass Show is 8 years old. Happy birthday, podcast. The Todd Glass Show is 8 years old. 8 years old. 8 years old. The Todd Glass Show is 8 years old. And our guest is Alan Strickland Williams.
Yes, of course I will.
I have to be honest.
I don't get too many calls these days, though, Todd. You want to know why?
Why?
Well, I hate to be somber, but I just found out someone very close to me died.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's fine. It was just by phone. Oh, don't worry. It's not a human being who's dead, you see.
Oh, my. See, somebody very close to me. Let
someone
me try.
Very close to me has died recently.
I want to apologize. Hey, okay, I did. Let's all try to think if we can make how bad what we did is. But hold on, it all has to come back to. Okay, hold on. Take a deep breath, everybody. Everything's gonna be okay. Take a deep breath. Now, sir, that's nice, but try to nice and quiet. This isn't you. Hey, what if you end up in a yoga class? Can they make you not do that?
Yoga class?
Yeah, well, they must have rules.
No rules,
so you
just
can
yoga. I think if you're in yoga, you can go, yoga.
What?
You can say, yoga, after everything.
I almost want to edit this out, but I won't. What are we talking? I was going somewhere. I know I was.
Oh, you know what we were talking about?
What?
We were talking about how this has been 8 years. And we were trying to count all the laughs we've had along the way.
Oh, we had so many.
And I think
laughs.
We got up to what 1,325,689 laughs. Pretty good for 8 years, Todd.
It's not bad. I can't believe we counted them. All the pieces of paper are everywhere here. It's crazy.
We've been running the numbers all night here at CNN, trying to figure out how many laughs he's got.
Let me look at this piece of paper because I'm gonna pick some fun things before we go. What time is it?
What time or how long?
How long?
1 hour and 20 minutes.
Should we take?
Oh, we're going home.
Oh, okay.
See, it's just how I like it. Just how I like it. Oh, I have 10 more minutes left. I enjoy it. It's hard to leave people wanting because my instincts, I want to go all night. But then I like to also do this and then. Eat a nice dinner. So the whole night is perfect.
Wow.
Treat Aristotle. Well, I just want to say that, like, oh, that's so much. One day I'm going to get to do it. I don't want to talk about it. Oh, there's no
photography?
There's no good photography anymore.
There's no good photography anymore?
No.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
There used to be great photography.
You ever look through a magazine these days?
Nothing.
It's garbage. It looks like
garbage.
Trash. It looks like if you threw the magazine on the...
I spit on it.
You throw the magazine on the ground.
I spit on it. I do.
People just think it's trash.
Yeah. Oh, I spit on a magazine.
I wouldn't even use that to wipe my ass.
I got to tell you the truth. I was in a situation. I don't want to say the magazine because I want to have a little class, which you don't see that much anymore. And I want to have a little class.
Hey, I can drink to that.
And I ripped the page out of it, and I thought, I noticed it was the magazine that both me and you know. And instead of wiping my ass with the magazine, I pulled my pants up with shit, and there was shit everywhere. I didn't take a lot of fiber that day, and the shit was a sloppy shit. So I'm wiping. I just pulled my pants up. I swear to God, I don't mean to laugh at it, but it's always, you know, when some of
it. That's good. No, it's good. You can laugh at yourself after a while because you were mad that day.
I was embarrassed.
Well, you were embarrassed.
Enough time passes. I mean, this is 3 weeks ago, so it's not like it's happening.
This is ancient history.
Yeah, this is 3 weeks ago.
This is a long time ago.
Yeah, this is long. So
you're
now
child.
I'm good. I was young. I didn't know then. 3 weeks ago.
It was a different time.
It was a different time. It was a time when people would, you'd shit, you'd pull your pants
up. It was a time when men were men, and
men
we were shitting
men.
Our
we
pants.
We shit all over ourselves. Back then, a guy could shit all over himself then, but the problem
the
is...
The president shit his pants, everyone shit his pants
every
back then.
President, and I will
that's
quote,
how we won the war.
Caleb Sion says that every president has a little pee in his pants. You know, it stems from a story he tells in his act. And then he talks about that, and I say there's shit, and between the shit and the piss, I would run myself as the first clean presidential candidate. Will not have shit and piss all over. I will keep clean.
He's got my vote. I'm God, and I endorse the clean guy.
Is this...
Oh, that's cool. You got God to endorse you, Todd.
As
your campaign manager, I gotta say, I think we might win Florida, but probably not the rest of the country.
Do you think this is good betting music? And I want your
betting
honest
music,
opinion.
Like betting on what?
Betting, like BEDDING.
What does betting music mean? Oh, like having
like in radio, like you know, they used to always call it betting music. Bring it a little down. What do you think?
Oh, I didn't play. You want to hear a song? I'm not joking around. It's called Bounce Your Boobies. Do you want to hear it?
Okay.
No, I don't think it's wrong. Like, I don't think it's sexist. She was why am I playing this? I can't stop listening to it. It's just when she finally goes through the crowd to George Carlin, I'm being honest. She's like an old time, she's a respected, I think there's a story about her, and I should find it out before I play it, but I'm pretty sure if you look do a little research, that she leaves an interesting legacy of, you know, early on, you know,
Rusty
doing,
Warren.
You know, Rusty Warren, and, you know, so anyway. And
I get
probably
the feeling Tony Records is going to like this.
Well, then, I think it's a good way that we can go to close today when trying to, like, utilize my time to sell Tony. I would like to take the rest of my time on my podcast to tell you about this idea. Do I have your ear?
Tony? I mean, that's what people call me.
Oh, you can't admit you made a mistake. You're going to talk 8 extra words? Found out he was sloppy with this.
It's 8 years in. Todd, you got my ear. Do whatever you want.
Okay. So... what I like to do. No. Okay, we're going to
bounce some boobies.
Oh, yes. Thank you. So, thank you. I appreciate it. God, thank you for helping me remember where I was at. Let me get up at the podium. I want to thank everybody in this room for helping me find out where I was at. I got nervous, and you always remind me where I was at. So, thank you. I want to thank Alan Strickland Williams.
Todd, how did it make you feel when you felt out where you were, but now you're back where you are?
I tell you the truth, I was so happy because I really don't like forgetting where I'm at. And just when someone yells it out, and I know I can launch right back. Over there, you, sir, with the brown hat.
Yeah, how do you do this?
I never really think about it that way, but yes, no, a hero is a big word. But yes, over there with the red shirt. Yes, sir.
It's about inside.
Well, you know what is a true testament to who a man, when he sees himself in the glory of himself, but therefore now shadow the ones above and below, and at the time of mercy, make sure you cuddled the ones who needed to be nurtured, rather nor made their life difficult, that you hugged who needed to be hugged, and you hugged who needed to be loved. Yes, sir.
Wait, how do you feel when you go?
I grew up in the south side of Paoli in Downingtown, Pennsylvania. I try to throw in a lot of cities. Devon, hello. Springfield, hello. Conshohocken, Glendale, Upper Darby, Conshohocken, Norristown, Abington, the Main Line, Paoli. Stonehurst, Bucks County, Churchville, Hollandville, Southampton, South Street, 6th Street, Sunshine Way, Kilburn Road, Joan Drive, other streets that we lived on.
You know, I've killed at stand-up in every one of those places you just mentioned. That was actually my last tour, was those places you just named. And I did 3 shows a night, and I killed them all.
5
And I made $1 million for my 300-day tour that was only in like 2 states, but 50 places in each state. I was on the road for 3 years. I was on the road for 3 years one time.
I got something. 5 Pear Tree Lane. These are true ones. 5 Pear Tree Lane. I wanted to say that. 1495 Kilburn Road. I'm turning into Brody.
Here's what I say.
Partridge Brody Stevens. Brody. No one can interrupt you when you're throwing love Bernie's way. Bernie. Is it Bernie or is it?
it's Bernie.
It's no. We're doing Brody. Oh God, he would hate this. I'm fucking up his name and his love that I send his way. He would like it. No, he wouldn't. That's how I'm smart. No, he wouldn't like it. People always go, he would like it. No, you just fucked up.
Mispronounced my name on the Todd Glass Show podcast.
He wouldn't. That was what he'd be saying. Really? You can't remember? Write it
Dear
down.
Old friend, went on the road together.
It's not.
Shared a hotel shower with him.
Write a note. It's a podcast. Nobody can see it.
No. You have my number. You can call me to ask how you pronounce my name. It's fine. It's my favorite question to answer. And guess what? I'm good at it. I get the right answer because it's my name.
All right, everybody. I like some nice music.
The Todd Glass Show.
Alan Strickland Williams, everybody.
8 years old.
That's our show.
Wow. Show is 8 years old.
Tonight's special guest, Brody Stevens. Alan Strickland Williams.
8 years old.
The great Aristotle. John Bram Wagner. my girlfriend's brother. Eric Olson.
Tony Records.
We'll be back hanging, and we're all here. And God bless America.
Happy birthday, Todd.
There we go.
The Todd Glass Show, the Todd Glass Show.
Big K in Kansas City. KMBC. The Big K in Kansas City. KMBC. Something's happening.
The Stewart didn't show. You know what? I just realized that. All right, we'll find out what happened. We're sorry that Martha Stewart didn't show.
Oh, yeah, she told me to tell you.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I like.
Star Brands Avenue, a podcast, a podcast network.